Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hello and welcome to a special episode. Conan O'Brien needs a friend. This is a little different. Today is the day after Valentine's Day. Mm. Special day. Did you have a nice Valentine's Day, Sona?
I did.
Did your husband get you anything nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got me a...
You're acting very weird.
Because...
Almost as if we taped this before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And you are completely unable to pretend... Doesn't he usually get you flowers or something?
He got me flowers.
Uh-huh.
And we
and your favorite chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such good chocolate.
Yeah.
And then he got me, we ate at a restaurant. And
wow. Compelling story. No one tells it like you. What about you, Matt? Well, you have a nice Valentine's Day? That,
yeah.
Even though we're taping ahead of time, but was it a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, we ate at the top of the Empire State Building and then watched Taken on a blimp.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're making shit up then.
No.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, I went to Paris and
no,
I just got back
this
morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you meet your French character and what did he sound like?
Yeah. He was like, welcome to Paris.
Oh, my God.
Welcome. Happy Valentine's Day to you, America.
Can't believe you didn't make it.
They don't do.
As an improviser.
They don't do Valentine's Day in Paris.
Have you ever thought of auditioning for Saturday Night Live, just doing your French character and just taping a big fake mustache under your nose?
Yeah, I should.
I'll arrange
fake
it.
Fake mustache?
Yeah.
What does the mustache do?
It's just your French guy.
My French guy doesn't have a mustache.
Oh,
he's clean shaven.
Oh, then he's not French. Okay. listen, it is the day after Valentine's Day, a very special day for many where they are either sad about their lonely Valentine's Day or quite delighted with the romance of that very special time.
Or happy with their non-relationship Valentine's Day.
That's the third one I was getting to. I didn't mean to make it sound like there were only two. Oh, no. No, that was just me getting to the big and I think the best one, which is being very happy being just on your own for the time being or forever, whichever you prefer. And either one's okay.
Correct.
We have limited time.
Anyway, I should point out this is a 15-hour segment. We have a special guest joining us today, someone who works on the show, the podcast here at the podcast company. podcast empire, really, if you will.
Awkward.
More of a conglomerate. That's like saying Standard Oil is just an oil company. Well, no, it really is an octopus, if you will.
What?
Takes Teddy Roosevelt has to break it up. But that's not the point. The point is Sam is here. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Were you waiting for me to get around to the point of this whole podcast?
I've been here a while.
Yeah. Let's see. Lily watched you get older as you've been sitting here. Sam, you're quite young, and you've been working here at Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend for how long?
Like 2.5 years, I think. Yeah.
You having a good time?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
She's not going to say no.
But she meant no.
She wasn't very enthusiastic at all.
Very much behaving like a prisoner of war, making a tape. But anyway, Sam, what is your job title here? I understand you recently got a promotion.
I did. I am now the social media producer.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Do a terrific job.
Thank you.
I like working with you and with Ruthie very much.
Thank you.
You guys are cool and you seem to tolerate me. Your vibe very much is I will tolerate Conan.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's a pleasure working with you as well, Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam, we had you in here because mm-hmm. rumor, and you know how people talk in an office.
Yeah.
Rumors that you are freshly single.
I am.
Mm-hmm. And anything you want to say about that as backstory?
It was a short one.
Well, like I said, you're young. This is what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Just be meeting different people.
Hitting it and quitting it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, plowing and...
Okay, take it easy.
Chowing? Take it easy.
Chowing? Yeah. I don't know. That wasn't going anywhere.
No, that was awful. Plowing and chowing. That's fantastic. Sam, yeah. You went through this breakup. You are newly single. I don't know. I've been married for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know anything about the dating apps. Are you on the apps?
No.
No?
Well,
are you thinking of going on an app?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel ready.
Are you averse to an app or you're ready to do it?
No. That is how I historically have dated.
Okay. Most young people I meet today use dating apps, yeah. And many of them quite successfully.
Oh, yeah. My last two relationships were from the apps. Yeah.
Okay. Is there an app that you favor in particular? And this is not a commercial, so you can say whatever you want. We're not getting paid by anybody.
You know, Bumble's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that. Hinge is good. Tinder's bad. Stay away from Tinder.
Tell me, what is it? I just want to know as kind of a friend, an employer, and a kind of a pervy guy, what's the problem? What's the problem with Tinder?
It feels very like hit it and quit it, kind of.
Plow it and chow it.
Plow it and chow it. Yeah.
Right.
It's just
shag
a little scary.
And
bag it.
Okay,
you're out the door.
Yeah.
Bag it.
Yeah. Like bag it used to mean like, let's get out of here. You know, you shag and then you bag, you know?
No. It sounds like you shag it and then you're murdering it and then you put it in a bag.
That's implied.
Well, listen, if that's your thing, that's what happens. If you're going to murder someone, you got to clean up after yourself. So you like Bumble?
Yeah.
You taking notes here? Remember, if you murder, always clean up.
Okay.
I want to be that PSA. If you murder, I'll be the Smokey the Bear is to what?
We hope you don't have to murder, but if you do.
If you do, hey, keep it clean. Someone else is going to rent that apartment. Mm-hmm. Hey, that crawl space might be needed by someone else. Okay, so Bumble, and I hear a lot of good things about Hinge. Hinge is a good one.
Hinge is great.
How can we help you? I want to help you. I know that you are indifferent to me, but I like you. Mm-hmm. I really like that you work at the company and you're bringing your creativity and your social media smarts and benefiting us. So I want to help you.
Yeah.
What do you think I could do to help?
I think help me with my prompts and all that.
Okay, let's do that.
Designing it.
We can actually bring this profile up on the screens. We've kind of done a little bit.
Do we have that kind of technology?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
There I am.
Oh, you look great,
Sam. These are beautiful photos.
Thank you.
I think this is
I love
is
that. I love those photos. Okay, so I'm looking at your Bumble date profile.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really nice pictures.
Thank you.
And I would just like to put in my own comment about Sam, which is incredibly cool. And you seem like you have a very amazing sense of humor.
Oh,
and so
thank you.
I think that's the Conan seal of approval. But let's go through the prompts and tell me how I can help.
I'm surprised you're not telling her to put a picture up of you.
I know.
Well, if you want to get some clicks.
What would be the best version of you in her photo? Not just a selfie, but how can we be creative where it's like, maybe you're like deep in the background staring down the camera or something like that. So
he's a lurker.
We could take one now.
Oh, you know what would be funny? What if Sam is pushing me in a wheelchair and like her hobby is taking care of Conan O'Brien, who's much more infirm than you think he is. It just raises a lot of questions. Yeah. It would get first of all, you come across as very caring in this.
Her hobby?
It's a hobby.
True. Is there one we could shoot right now?
What about I'm bringing you a drink? Like, I work for you.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to help us out here? I could be handing this mug.
Oh, yeah, the mug. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be bringing you a drink.
So here, let's
I'm your... Do I have the headphones on for this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know why.
And Blay, you do this away from my microphone, but I think my dulcet tone's still... Here we go.
I love your hands ready to accept.
There we go.
Okay, that is me humbly serving you,
that's
Sam.
Good.
And I'm obsequious. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that I please the almighty Sam.
We should choose that as the main photo, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's going to go on as a photo. That's very good. And then what's next? You young people, and I'm including everyone in this room who's not me.
Okay.
What's next, guys?
All right, so interests. You want to add some interests?
Yeah.
Sam, here's some interests. We've got, here are the different categories of interests. We have self-care, sports, creativity, going out, staying in, film and TV. There's a lot of them. Wow. There's a lot of them. Okay.
Can I quickly say something? I worry that if there's too much stuff in the self-care area, it's going to send a signal that, you know, I'm neurotic. Do you know what I mean? Like, I spend a lot of time taking care of myself and thinking about myself. That's why, I'm a complete novice. This is just me shooting from the hip.
Sure.
What do you think?
I do care about myself, though.
You do? but I would say, let's just not go crazy on this and check every one.
So maybe just sleeping well.
No, you could do more. There could be more than one.
You can pick as many as you want.
I go to therapy.
Okay. Well, so do I.
Yeah.
And clearly, if anyone's listening to the podcast, I haven't been in a while. sleeping well and therapy. Yeah. I think those are fine ones.
What if a guy's like, God, I really want a girl who can have a deep chat? Because I feel like Sam's deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We could do that.
Never mind. Okay.
No.
I'm not going to force it.
No, but deep chats, this is so preliminary that I would worry that deep chats implies that that's going to be expected on the first date.
Oh, okay.
Hit it and quit it on there.
I'm seeing sex positivity, though.
Yeah.
If I did this, I'd be sex negativity. Very sex negative.
Yeah.
The whole thing just freaks me out.
Mm-mm.
What a freak show. Okay, sports. What are your sports?
None.
All right.
Already you'd be a hit for me.
Yeah.
Oh, this one you're going to kill because I know you're creative.
Thank you. You know, I like art.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
And crafts.
Mm-hmm.
Making videos. That's a big part of my job.
What kind of videos? I know you make them for us, but do you do it on your free time?
Yeah.
Okay.
For myself, yeah.
All right, but does it ever impinge on what I'm paying you for?
Oh, my God.
Maybe. Post from here sometimes.
Okay, well, that's something we have to discuss.
Okay.
So that's an HR meeting.
Photography? Going out.
Mm, okay.
Oh, let's go to going out.
Yeah.
Well, everyone goes out, right?
I don't go out very often.
Do you go to bars?
Not really.
Do you go cafe hopping?
What?
Does that mean? What if you go to one cafe and just hop up and down? That's the kind of cafe hopping I do. Monsieur, please, if you could move on. Where's your fake mustache? Is your callback to Sona's French impression? Yes, it is. It's called a callback. So no cafe hopping, no bars, clubs?
No.
I haven't been to a club in my life. Concerts? You like music?
Yeah, you could put concerts.
All right.
That's fine.
Put concerts down.
Oh, wait, guys, you can only... We've reached our limit. You've chosen all five.
What?
You can only have five interests.
Are you kidding me?
And are you able to enter your own? Or do you have to choose theirs?
I think you have to choose theirs.
This is a scam.
But where do you...
traits, pets, traveling.
These are your most...
Wait a minute. So we did this all wrong. I didn't realize you can only put in five.
Yeah.
How do you date if you can only say five things about yourself?
Well, I think there's...
I just leave it blank. I don't put anything in here.
Oh, this is Joe, the engineer. Oh, I think we should have been talking to her all along. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Joe's very cool. I trust her.
Yeah, Joe is super cool.
What's the strategy putting in nothing?
So I just do photos all from the same room.
What?
Why?
What do you mean?
Just use the same room, like just different parts of the room, and then a bio, and that's it.
So like the zero effort adds an air of mystery.
I think just people ask you more questions about why you're in the same room.
I like what I'm hearing. Maybe we don't check any of these.
Yeah. Mm. Take them off.
Take them off.
I trust her.
Joe, why didn't you say anything while we were completely screwing this up? You're so chill that you neglected to help us.
But some people like to put their interests in there. And then you just have to answer a lot of questions about like basketball.
Okay.
Even if your interest is cafe hopping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cafe hopping, that's weird,
right? Yeah, that's really weird.
I don't know. I love it.
I just want to use
you
like...
You love it.
I love cafe hopping.
Same photo.
It describes my life in my 20s was cafe hopping.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to move along. We don't have much time for this.
Joe, do you think we have profile prompts? And then do you want to add a prompt?
Yeah, I would add a prompt.
Okay. Now this says pick a profile prompt. It's the perfect opportunity to show a little more of your personality.
Mm.
I'm hoping you...
But keep it simple.
Guarantee you that. Okay. A non-negotiable.
You pick one.
Me?
Yeah, pick one out.
A non-negotiable would be if you're not a Conan fan.
No, right? That's fine.
No.
Actually, it would be weird if they were a big Conan fan.
But don't you think...
Wait, hold it.
Why?
Because then I would feel like they're trying to date me to get to you.
I think that's going to happen already now that we've done
this. No, I know.
Yeah. No, that was always my big thing, was I never was sure what guys' intentions were.
Tack is always trying to talk to me and write me and hit me up for various Conan memorabilia.
Yeah, sometimes he makes me put a Conan mask on when we go to
bed. Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
I ask Liza to wear one.
Cut that out.
See, when I took this job, my wife left me.
Liza, put on that Conan mask.
No.
Listen, no. We won't mention me at all. I mean, I'm in the photo. Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loudspeaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. What's your my real life superpower is?
It has to be clever.
How about X-ray vision? It's like a real superpower.
Yeah, she's got one.
My real life superpower.
That's actually
my favorite real life superpower is I can fly at the speed of light. And if I circle the earth backwards, I can go make it go back in time.
I always heal and have adamantium bones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a funny one.
Oh, that's
giant funny. Adamantium spikes come out of my knuckles. I am Wolverine.
Just say nothing.
Adamantium.
What's adamantium. That?
Just say no powers, no superpowers.
Okay, we're being told by Joe to knock it off.
Take it out. Take it out.
Wait, the goal here is celibacy forever, isn't it? It's just.
Yeah.
Isn't the goal here to live and die alone?
No,
that's what I thought we were doing.
The only this hits you're gonna get me. Are me, Conan, and Sona.
Yeah.
That's what you want to say?
No.
That's
no.
what I have on mine.
Yeah, but
oh
Joe, come on.
I'm serious.
How's it working for you?
It literally worked. I have a boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
What? You didn't tell me you had a boyfriend. Everyone's supposed to report
what?
This shit to me.
Why would she tell you?
That's pretty
that's,
new.
That's creepy
look.
Rule number 9 in the Conan
oh my God.
Code book.
Oh, what? You're okay. in a bathtub, in an empty bathtub, and it's just, the description says, don't hate me if I, and your answer is just don't. Joe,
can I see?
I don't think that's going to work for me.
That's very on brand for Joe, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But notice how all the photos are in the bathroom.
When you said a room, you meant the bathroom.
But Joe, okay. you have a very specific thing going on, and I'm worried that it's not Sam's thing. You
oh,
know
my
mean?
God.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not as cool as Joe.
Well, no, you're cool no, in a different way. You're just cool in a different way.
Oh, my
so,
God.
These look like American Apparel ads.
Yeah, they really do. You're wearing...
A lot of people are like, why are these in the bathroom? And then you got to be like, yeah. Then you can talk about it.
Because I live
it.
In a right. bathroom. Want to date me?
Yeah. Did you ever mention that if you kill someone in the tub, the cleanup is very easy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's just move on. Sam, you got to help us out here. What are you seeing here that... What makes me feel grounded? I'm a real nerd about...
Yoga. Mm. I'm a yoga teacher.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is good, but are you cool attracting yoga dudes? Is that a breed
yeah.
that...
Okay, I would good. Like to okay. go to yoga with my partner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. I'm a real nerd about yoga. This is good. Yoga.
You know what? I don't like the exclamation point.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, Blay. I know that you love exclamation
yeah.
points.
I'm sorry. I was trying.
Wait,
why do you always
yoga?
Put exclamation points? Every text from Blay is like, sorry, your dad died! Exclamation point.
I will say, I emailed you about something and there was an exclamation point. And you said, hey, I'm allowing this exclamation point because it's your birthday. And then you sent me a follow-up email like 2 hours later. Here's your birthday present. It was just a bunch of exclamation points.
I put a lot of thought into my put downs. Okay. I like that. I'm a real nerd about yoga. Yes, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a real nerd about yoga, period. You tell me. This is your dating profile.
I like the teacher part.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I like the teacher
yeah,
part.
That,
yes,
that's
Joe?
Cool. Yoga. Hey, Joe. I'm a yoga teacher.
Joe, what you got?
You could put an emoji instead of a period.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, well, I also don't know.
That's not Sam style.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
We got to keep it Sam.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so Now, the next section is my opening move. Start your chats with an opening move.
Okay.
So I don't know. This says you're in control. Say your move once and we'll take it from there. We'll add it to your profile and send it to all new chats. Is that what you want?
This
is like an auto reply?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think this is a nightmare. I think you people live in a hellscape.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the
post-apocalyptic hellscape.
Let's get to the meat of this, which is your bio.
Oh, here we go.
We want to write a fun and punchy bio. This is what people are going to see. They're going to see your photo and they're going to see your bio. So this is important.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, it's cool. You work at a very cool place. It's okay to mention that.
Start with that.
All right.
You work at a really cool place.
Yeah.
Should I just brag in the whole bio?
No, I don't. I think that's, but Joe, we shouldn't mention anything about her working with.
I wouldn't put stuff about work.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it's safe to say there's nothing about Conan in your bio. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have your job on your profile?
I have my job, yeah.
Okay.
Do you at all feel like you need to disclose that you work here?
Yeah. Sort of like you knew I was working.
Well, the next thing
you knew I had been in prison. Oh, the next thing is work. So, okay. So what's your bio? What do you want them to know about you?
God, I don't know. I feel like I'm a very chill and like...
You are the chillest person I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's important because I can't have someone with like really intense energy. And I'm
Why are you working with me then?
It's hard.
I come into a room and there's heat coming off of me and I'm babbling like a chimp on crack. And I always see you in the corner and you're always shaking your head slowly like, no grasshopper, no.
Yeah.
So that's good. You should say that she's,
You could be like, don't be like Conan.
Oh, don't mention. Wait, don't mention Conan. But if you do mention Conan, it's don't be like Conan.
Yeah.
That's great.
But like I work for Conan. I'm looking for someone who's not like Conan.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm looking for someone who's not like Conan. Then how about parentheses? Keep in mind, Conan is very kind, generous, and sensitive.
Oh, yes. God.
Yes.
But his energy sometimes is a little tightly coiled. Yeah. I think you gotta, put something in there so people don't think I'm a monster.
Right, right.
We can't have anyone saying I'm a
You're a very
monster.
Kind person. Yes. Yeah.
He's very kind and generous.
Uh-huh. And then can you put in brackets, he made me write
that? Yes, thank you. That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. That's not something a normal person says. Mm-hmm. So it's important for people to know you did this.
Conan made me write that last part. Yeah, say that. Conan made me write that last part. Mm-hmm. He's crazy. Please help me.
I never wanted to do this. I'm in a relationship.
It's it's right, Write.
So. What'd you say to me?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Blake. Oh,
sorry.
Blake.
Sorry.
Oh, Blake. Okay. Conan made me write that last part. I just think it's good if it just keeps going with Conan just making you do this.
He's here with me now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call the police.
He's here with me now. He may come on our first date.
Mm-hmm. On our first date.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
On
our first date.
You just wrote come in our first date. Gross.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare.
If
Joe,
does,
what happened? This is a
DTF.
Nightmare profile.
That's good.
Do you say I'm DTF?
No,
I said if he does, he's DTF.
Oh.
Okay, for me. Like in my stead.
Okay.
Okay, how's this?
Uh-huh.
Your bio. I'm very chill. I work for Conan and I'm looking for someone who's not like Conan. Parentheses, he's a very kind and generous person. Unparentheses, arrow pointing to that. Conan made me write that last part. He's here with me now. He may come on our first date.
Okay,
I think
good.
There needs to be a little bit more Conan. No? He's
right,
very kind.
Okay, work. See above.
Add a job. Here we go. Yeah.
When we say just Conan, do you think people will know that's you?
Oh, like she works for Conan Gray? I don't think so.
That would be great. That would be pretty cool.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Add,
yeah.
Ryan.
All right.
He's really cool.
This is looking for a relationship, something casual, don't know yet, marriage or skip.
Who puts down marriage?
I'll put marriage.
Oh, Joe.
What's that? I'm serious.
Are you ready to get married?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, maybe this will happen.
I'm 31. I'm about to be 31.
What's your height?
5 feet.
5 feet. I like it.
Just 5.
Perfect. All right. Do you want to answer the rest of these questions?
Yeah, do it.
All right. Do you work out?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the yoga instructor.
Yoga. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
She is active. She's
active.
A yoga instructor.
Zodiac sign. Do you think this is important?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Big time. Oh. Yeah. I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, I was going to guess Pisces.
Oh, okay.
Were you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like a Pisces.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
I have an undergraduate. Yeah.
All right. Agree. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Do you drink? Do you drink?
Rarely.
Okay. Yeah.
Boo. Now, do you smoke?
Is that a cigarette?
I know. Yeah.
What cannabis is its own category.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you use cannabis?
Yes.
Well, frequently.
Frequently feels dramatic. They don't have like a yes.
Oh my God. Ideal plans for children?
Yeah. Oh, what boy. Do you want? You want kids?
Yeah.
That's nice.
You'd well, be, we don't, you'd we be don't a great need mom. To say this. I mean, this is, this, a, this is first date convo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Joe, I mean, date, what this about is... this? Did you get into this with people?
Yeah, I think if it's better to just say that, especially if you don't want kids.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, it's good. It's good if people find, you mm-hmm. don't want to be telling someone 3 years in that you never want children yeah. if right. they really want kids. Right.
Yeah, it's got to come up.
Okay. All right. So I think we're done. I think we got it here. Let's, should we recap? There's mm-hmm. the main photo.
There I am serving you your.
Oh, no, it's cut
hey,
off.
You're cut off.
Boo! Oh, no, wait. I got to reset.
That's perfect, though, because they got to know. Wait, they got to know it that it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they could, right. They could see.
I'm cut off.
I love it.
That's so funny.
And then, yeah, and then let's see. See, oh, and then just for work, it says see above.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I work for a fraction of a man.
I'm very chill. I work for Conan, and I'm looking for someone who's yeah. not like Conan. He's a very kind and generous person. Conan made me write that part. He's here with me now. He may come on our first date.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. your basics, 5 feet, active. You're a Pisces, undergraduate degree, drink rarely, smoke never. You're a woman. You're socially, you didn't, do cannabis.
What about cannabis? Oh, yeah, socially cannabis.
And then you want marriage. And here's some other great photos. I'm a real nerd about yoga. I'm nice. A yoga teacher.
Oh, and it's right mm-hmm. before
your
yoga.
And it's in front of yoga
mat. Yeah. That's great.
All right, there we go.
Maybe what we can do is if you have any hits, we can do a second oh, yeah. follow-up for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I think it's good that it cuts your face off because it makes you want to tap into
yeah.
it. Like I just like, did. Yeah. You know, you're like, ooh, who is that? That looks like Conan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look enough like me.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I
all right.
Be...
Well, I can recenter it so it's more in the
mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
You cut out Sam so that Conan's in the picture.
Yeah. And then I'm suddenly filling out the mm-hmm. questions. 6'4",
mm-hmm.
200 pounds. I think you're going to get some interesting responses.
Yeah, we'll see.
I will say seriously, and I'm going to say it again, Sam's wonderful. And you have a very cool aura. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
As definitely. Do you, Joe, by the way. I have to say, though, and Sona, we have, won't you say, the women that work here are... Very cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just go through the whole, you know, Tanisha and EB and Ruth. We've got a squad here that is very impressive. A
lot mm-hmm. of very strong, very, you know, opinionated.
And everyone quite
women.
Happy to give me shit.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Which
I think
makes
you do
me
that
happy.
On purpose. I think you are drawn to women who, because I think.
Who loathe me.
Who loathe me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're going to get some, and then you should come back and we'll. You know, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
We'll see what happens, but I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because I know nothing about dating apps, and I think this was the worst thing you could possibly do. So I'm curious to see what happens.
Yeah. What do you mean? A mm-hmm. dating app is the. Oh, coming
no, no,
here
no.
for
meaning
advice?
Getting, coming to. Yeah, coming
oh,
here
yeah,
for
this
advice.
This is terrible. Yeah. This is a terrible decision.
You should have gone right to Joe.
Yeah. I know.
Because,
I know.
And so you should probably talk privately to Joe.
Yeah.
And you guys
will
straighten a lot of things
you.
Out. Yeah. Okay.
I'm scared.
All right, Sam, best of luck to you. And I look forward to the recap.
Thank I look
you.
Forward to meeting your future partner.
I know, my husband.
Mm. Uh-oh.
Or wife. Or wife.
It doesn't matter, man.
Yeah, it
it's
matters.
All good.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Will Becton. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.